The following program is sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Josh Jelinski is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment advisory services offer through Wealth Quarterback LLC. Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Jelinski, the Financial Quarterback, taking your calls all hour. If you have a question, we are live, unscripted, uncensored, shockingly raw, taking your calls on all matters financial. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, we're here for you. So just pick up the phone right now. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, we're live on Clubhouse. We live on YouTube today? No, we're not live on YouTube, but make sure you subscribe to YouTube. We get a bunch of stuff going on. So give us a call now. We're going to talk about why some public employees can't collect Social Security and stashing cash. 71% of Americans are setting more aside amid recession fears. A new report finds Walmart US just released their data. They're the biggest grocery chain in America. They're finding that people are spending less on TVs because they bought that with the COVID stimulus money, and more money just on their basic groceries and necessities. A retirement savings gap may cost the economy $1.3 trillion by 2040. How state-run programs can fix it. And U.S. households are hitting their own debt ceiling. Here's how you can avoid default. The windfall elimination provision reduction rules affect about 2 million people, or 3% of Social Security beneficiaries. Social Security, many rules are perplexing, but none spark more anger and confusion than the offset rules that reduce or eliminate Social Security benefits for public employees who also receive a pension based on a job at which they didn't pay FICA payroll taxes. Welcome to the bizarre world of the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset rule. According to investmentnews.com, why some public employees can't collect Social Security. If you're eligible for Social Security and also have a pension from a government job or work in a foreign country where you didn't pay FICA taxes, the WEP, or windfall elimination provision, can reduce your Social Security retirement or disability benefits by up to half of the amount of your pension. The WEP can reduce but not eliminate a worker's retirement or disability benefit. reductions can't exceed $557 per month in 2023. The GPO, or government pension offset rule, is a more onerous provision that applies to Social Security spousal and survivor benefits. It affects public employees, including school teachers in 15 states who receive a pension based on work where they didn't pay FICA taxes. And we are live on YouTube. For those of you who want to see my ugly mug, go to youtube.com and look for The Financial Quarterback. We're also taking your calls live all weekend, 800-321-0710. If you have a call, question for me, get it live right now. Get it while it's hot. If you're a government employee or a former government employee, and you want to see how your Social Security will be affected by the WEP or the GPO, call us. Basically, if you have the GPO or the WEP, your Social Security can be reduced. It's not like everybody else's. Now, certain rules apply to federal employees hired before 1983. That was the old CSRS or CSRS. Most federal employees today have FERS. Now, you may be like, I'm not a federal employee. Why does this matter to you, me? Your friend may be a federal employee. Your aunt, uncle. Tell them to pick up the phone now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll give them the federal employee benefits and you. We go over FEGLI, which is the Federal Employee Government Life Insurance. They give you all these benefits if you work for the government. So, you know, you get life insurance. You get a TSP, a thrift savings plan. Now, the WEP and GPO rules apply to federal employees hired before 1983. It includes air traffic controllers, postal workers, police and firefighters, some teachers, and certain state and local workers in as many as 26 states. WEP reduction rules affect about 2 million people, or about 3% of Social Security beneficiaries. The GPO affects more than 800,000 people, primarily women who apply for Social Security spousal or survivor benefits. In some cases, an individual may be subject to both the WEP and the GPO reduction. The WEP provision, or the windfall elimination provision, reduces the benefit amount for other factors, such as reductions for early retirement or increases for delayed retirement credits. So if you retire early, your benefits may be cut. If you retire later, you might get a delayed retirement credit similar to Social Security or other annual cost of living adjustments or COLA. And I'm not talking about Coca-Cola. I'm talking about cost of living adjustments to help you pay with your milk. And this is where all our tax dollars go, right, Jim? Exactly. So, you know, hey, maybe Jim's thinking about working for the government now. With all these benefits, if you turn 62 this year and you've paid FICA taxes on covered employment for 20 years or less, WEP reduces your Social Security benefit by $557 per month. The WEP reductions don't apply if you paid Social Security payroll taxes for 30 years or more on substantial earnings, which have increased from $900 per year in 1937 to $29,700 per year in 2023. Now, assume your full retirement age is 67 and your basic benefit amount is $1,396 per month. After the WEP reduction, your benefit would be $839, which is $1,396 plus $557 if you claim Social Security at 67. Now, if you decide to delay claiming Social Security but beyond your normal retirement age, your benefit would increase by 8% per month. So your age 70 benefit will be $1,040 per month compared to $1,731 per month. So here's the thing. The good news, there's one piece of good news. If you die, yes. I mean, this is kind of a sad thing to say, but WEP reductions die with the worker. So if you have a spouse collecting on your earnings record, her maximum benefit would be worth 50% of your WEP reduced amount during your lifetime if she claimed Social Security at her full retirement age, less if she claimed earlier. But if you die first, your widow's survivor benefit would be worth 100% of your unreduced amount. So it would go from $419.50 to a whopping $1,396 per month. Now you also got to realize you may have a pension too that goes to your spouse. So these people aren't like hurting. They have a CSRS pension and they're getting some form of Social Security, although it seems like they're getting screwed because they're not getting the same amount that everybody else is getting. Now, let's assume you're a school teacher with a pension of $6,000 per month based on work where you've never paid FICA taxes. Basically, they never paid in the system. You know you're not entitled to a Social Security benefit on your own records, but you figure you can claim as a spouse on your husband's earning record in the private sector, maybe not. GPO rules reduce any potential Social Security spousal or survivor benefit by 2/3 of the pension amount. I usually recommend married couples coordinating their benefits and their Social Security claiming strategies by calling me at 888-988-JOSH. And it's not just, you know, an advertisement that's self-serving here. There are so many combinations and permutations on when is the right kind of move for Social Security. What do you do? What do you do if you have a government pension? You can't go it alone in retirement. Call us at 888-988-JOSH. Also, we're taking your calls live, unscripted, uncensored. Give us a call, folks. 888-988-JOSH. We're here for you. If you want the no obligation review, call us now, 888-988-JOSH. A listener said the other day, I'd rather hear Gordon's questions versus Gerald Salenti. I want to hear from you. We got an email from my good buddy and listener that he'd rather hear Gordon's questions than Gerald Salenti. So that's a listener poll today, 800-321-0710. Would you rather hear Gordon or Gerald Salenti? Well, you know what? Who would I rather hear from? I'd rather hear from you, the listener. So call us now at 800-321-0710 with any and every financial education question you could ask. Renewed fears of a possible recession have spurred more households to adjust their spending habits finally. Broadly, Americans are cutting back, particularly on discretionary purchases, and saving more, according to recent reports on the state of consumer affairs by Bank of America Institute and Deloitte. 71% of Americans are likely to keep cash on hand, according to a new country financial security index. I-bonds are paying roughly 4.3% through October, down from 6.8% last month. Even those rates have fallen, they will earn more than stuffing cash in a box under your bed. But now, annuities earn more than I-bonds. I told you all this. I-bonds were not the be-all, end-all. Not a bad thing, but the interest is taxable. You would do better with a three-year fixed annuity, I think, than a 4.3% I-bond right now. To save more, about half of all adults are dining out less frequently, and 42% have changed the way they shop for food, according to the Country Financial Report. And later, I'll tell you about Walmart data, which signals recession is here. Other consumers are driving less to save on gas, or dare I say it, a real sign of a recession, canceling streaming services. So my tip, binge watch whatever you want on that streaming service for 1 month, cancel it, and do another service the next month. You don't need Netflix and Disney and Hulu and Cinemax or whatever, HBO. I mean, there's basically one good show on each of those streaming platforms typically at any one time. You know, I was getting into Netflix for a little bit there, and just Netflix is just garbage. I mean, absolute like mind pollution and brainwashing. So with elevated inflation, Americans are doing what they can to make ends meet, said Chelsea Moore, certified financial planner at Country Financial. Market of higher interest rates is favoring savers versus spenders, which should make Friedrich Hayek proud. This means those who are saving are getting paid more to do it. I like higher interest rates. You know why? There's a kid in the audience right now. A young man who probably never had high interest rates at the bank in his life. And now he can put in his paycheck and make 4%. So back in the day, you probably during your coming of age, Alex, are you live on the mic? Can we get him live? So unmute yourself. I don't know if maybe you're even too young to realize this, but when do you remember getting interest at the bank ever?
No.
So this is the first time, right?
Yes.
So you look at your monthly statement. Does it feel good to get a little bit for just having your money sit there?
Yes.
And that's what I believe was the appeal with crypto. Now, this is the other thing. I hear your generation is now getting turned off on crypto. Is that correct?
Slowly, but yeah.
Is that because so many people lost money last year, like 80% of the value they had in crypto?
Mostly because it was seen as just a trend and not some that would actually be in the future.
So, you know, maybe it will be in the future. I do think crypto is here to stay, the technology, but as a get-rich-quick thing, I think it's dead. But it's nice to see some interest in the bank. So what that means is if you have $10,000 of interest at the bank, it means you're getting $400 a year just by keeping it with the bank. Now, it depends on who your bank is. If you're with the big three, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I go to bankrate.com to just see, okay, is my bank giving me a competitive interest rate? I should be getting paid by them. But you can type in your zip code. And if you're, you know, I'm just typing in a zip code where I know Alex is from. You're getting, you can get 4.15 with the bank, 3.75, 4.2, 4.5, as much as 5. 4.85, 4.8, 4.75, 4.25. Then you look at the big three, and we all know who they are. The big banksters, Wells, Chase, Bank of America, 0.01. So if you're getting 0.01, just, you know, signal these, you know, just get the stamp labeled sucker on your forehead. Now, I got news for you. I'll be honest. I have some bank accounts I haven't moved in this high interest rate environment. You know why? I've been helping so many of you who've called us at 888-988-JOSH, but it's raining today. Maybe I'll look at repositioning some bank accounts to higher interest rates. Now, you might say, well, I trust a brick and mortar institution. Well, you know, that's nice, but I'm sure there is some brick and mortar institutions that will give you higher rates on your money. I even find that by listening to our listeners. So give us a call, folks, 800-321-0710. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, we're live on Clubhouse, YouTube. Type your question in the chat box. Do you know what a high-yield interest savings account is? These are accounts which are member banks with the FDIC. Generally, they are internet banks, but you might say, I'm old. I don't want to change my bank. I'm with you. So you know what you do? You set up an online account. You link your bank account to your brick-and-mortar bank. And you know what you do? You leave maybe a couple grand in the checking account at your favorite local bank, and you can do 24-hour transfers or same-day transfers from your internet bank to your cash bank. If you need help doing that, we can help you. Right now, we have a special. If your account is getting greater than 100 grand, we have various money markets paying, get this, this is amazing, up to 4.9%. So if you need somebody to handhold you getting a money market fund, we'd be happy to talk to you. 888-988-JOSH. We're not FDIC insured or anything, but your brokerage account, money markets at, and by the way, we work with Fidelity or Schwab to get you those higher interest rates on your money markets. So you might have that. You might have FCash or the Schwab sweep account, and it earns very less or low interest. Call us right now at 888-988-JOSH. We can help you. And I'll throw in my free book, The Retirement Reality Check, when you do so. So give us a call now. So what is the best place to park your savings? So inflation is higher, and a lot of you are still stuck at zero. The theme of today's show, if we can change titles in YouTube's, should be get off of zero interest rate at the bank. Take this. Today where I am filming, it's a little bit of a rainy, dreary day. So there's no better time to kind of, I mean, it's the first kind of dreary day in a while, I remember on the weekend. So my wife is going to have me do some chores around the house. We still have not put up my Christmas village. You might say, what is wrong with you? It's May 20th. Well, we have seven kids, and I like to keep the Christmas village up usually until Easter. Usually May 1 is my deadline. But we've been so busy with helping you, the listener friend, also kids doing baseball, soccer on weekends. So I'm going to be putting away my little Department 56 village that my mother gave me when she passed and went to be with the Lord. So I don't know if you know Department 56. It's these little figurines. You might say, what the heck is wrong with you? A grown man playing with figurines? Well, you know what? I like it. It reminds me of my mother. I don't really play. I just set it up, put the fake snow up, and we have nice memories of my mother and I going to Macy's with the last dollar she had. So my mother was not very good financially, but the last dollar she had, she would spend on these porcelain Christmas village homes. And she would say, you know what, when you're older someday, they might be worth a lot of money. Well, it showed that they really weren't a lot of money. If I go to eBay, you know, houses are worth maybe 50 or 100 bucks, I think, what she paid for them. However, it was sort of like an NFT, right? Before, so my mom was onto something. If I only believed in the NFT craze when it first came out, now it's just a bust. But next up, we'll go to Joe. What types of investments are best today? But I'll talk more about my mother. So my mother got the NFT trade right like 30 years before it happened. But she thought, hey, you know what? We'd have these memories. And you know what? It might be worth something. You know what? It's worth gold in memories. I wouldn't give those up for anything. Now I have memories with my kids with them. And my mother's such a sweet, darling woman that anything that reminds me of my time with her on earth is a real blessing. And that's maybe why I don't want to put it up till May 20th, so that my memories of my mother in the village stick around. But it's time to put away the Christmas village. So next up, we have Joe. Go ahead, Joe. You're on with Josh Chulinski, the financial quarterback.
First of all, reminder that a week from today we'll be in the middle of American Memorial Day, and it's not just for sales or vacations. It's honoring, memorializing American military who died to protect us. Let's never forget that and do what we can to help veterans in every way, in every way. Second, investments. Are there any safe investments? And do you know the current rate of the U.S. Treasury bills, U.S. Treasury notes, and the U.S. savings bonds? And third, the border with the crisis and the expenditures for the people coming in, how will that adversely, how will it long-term affect a country economically, fiduciarily, financially, fiscally, and monetarily? I'll wait for your answers. God bless you and yours and your screener.
Wonderful. And God bless the veterans listening. And folks, I will be back with the exciting conclusion to Joe's question. And we got Gordon. Gordon's live from his vacation to Aruba. When we return, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Maybe it seems like prices can't get much higher, or that the stock market is headed for bear territory, or maybe you're worried about another great recession. Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, can help you protect your family's financial future in times like these. Tune in this weekend to The Financial Quarterback to hear how Josh and his team can help you decrease your tax liability and lower your risk. Call 888-988-5674 to take advantage of Josh's 27-point plan to achieve financial health. And when you call, you'll receive a free copy of Josh's book, Retirement Reality Check. Tune in every weekend to The Financial Quarterback and call 888-988-5674 to receive your free copy of Retirement Reality Check.
Okay, we're back live on YouTube, Clubhouse. Well, there's a lot of ways you can make more than 0% at the bank. Number one, HYSAs, high yield savings accounts, earning 4% or more. Brokerage money markets are earning, 4.7 to 4.9% right now. Rates are subject to change daily based on the treasuries. One-year treasuries are paying, almost 5% right now. So you have a lot of options. Fixed annuities are paying almost 5%. So there's a lot you can do. You can do one-year annuities, two-year, three-year, four-year, 5 years. My tip is consider locking in for longer because, by all looks at it, if inflation starts to cool, the Fed will stop dropping rates to zero as soon as they can. So that was question one. What do you do with higher interest on your money? There are a lot of options. Fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities, treasuries, even cash value in your life insurance. And then how will immigration affect the economy? Well, I'm all for good, robust, legal immigration. We need workers. We need employment. We have low labor participation. I'm against illegal immigration. I always thought a good compromise would be, if you want to be in here in this country, come here legally. If you're not, pay a tax. And for one generation or two generations, you cannot claim any Social Security benefits or government benefits. So if you're from Mexico and you're a hardworking guy, doing lawns, doing whatever, doing work that frankly kids used to do, they don't do anymore. So if you're a hardworking American or from a Hispanic country, they generally love their families. They work hard. My compromise would be let them all here legally, subject to a background check. Make sure they're not criminals. Make sure they register. All of that. And for one generation, them and their children cannot claim any government benefits. Okay? They cannot claim welfare. They can't, I guess they could go, to the ER if they have an emergency. But that, our tax dollars pay for that too. So it's a little rough, but they don't get any Social Security benefits, something like that. And they register, so they get a number. And then after they're here for one generation, subject to, what we do immigration loyalty tests and they do a class. So they would do that as first generation, but they could be first generation, you know, registered immigrants. That way they're here for 30, 40 years. They've assimilated and then boom. I mean, they're here anyway. I don't know. Maybe that's a compromise. Maybe it's a bad idea. But I'm not a part of the anti-immigration rhetoric where, oh, you know, these people are here, you know, ship them all. I mean, no one, for the fact, you know, Ronald Reagan, who's a Republican, did the last amnesty like in the 80s. Now, I'm not for amnesty. I'm for some real penalties for people who are here illegally. But the cost of shipping them all back, you know, putting their kids up for adoption because constitutionally they do, you know, if you're born on U.S. soil, you're a U.S. citizen. So there's a lot of implications there. And I don't know if my plan would pass constitutional muster, but I'm not a constitutional attorney. But I think it's a good compromise. Next up, we have Gordon, who seeks information on life insurance. Go ahead, Gordon.
Yes, Josh. Good morning. Thank you for that very flattering comment.
No, Gordon, I didn't give the comment. A listener emailed and said, bring on Gordon. We don't want Gerald Celente. Although that was one guy, so I don't know if he's indicative. He happens to be a friend of mine. So he said, I want to hear Gordon's questions over Gerald. So we brought Gordon back. I just put it out there on the radio waves. Thank you, Gordon.
Okay. I have a question about a type of term life insurance where if you survive till the end of the term, you get a refund of the amount of premiums you paid during the term. I wonder if you think this might be a good deal, at least for some people.
It's okay. I mean, I've done the analysis. It's better if you invest the difference typically, because those return of premium features usually come at an enhanced cost. Now, I'm all for term insurance. If you're working of working age, if you're 50, you need at least 10 times your salary in term life insurance. If you're 40, you need 20 times your salary in term life insurance. If you're 30, you need 30 times your salary in term life insurance. So I'm all for it. But I found the return of premium features to be overpriced. But if you like that, you can have it. You know, there are these return of premium policies that pay off your mortgage. And some people who are not for savers need that extra impetus to save, but you're generally buying overpriced life insurance when you buy return of premium policies. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure. Yes. Yeah.
And you're getting that money at zero interest. So we're talking about ways to make more interest on your money. Any other questions, Gordon?
Yes. It's about, over the past couple of weeks, you've made comments about at different times about how the percentage of international business that's been conducted in U.S. dollars has declined from about 80% some time ago to about 60% today. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts about why this is happening. What factors are causing this drop?
I had Peter Earle on a few weeks ago, months ago. I forget exactly when we had him on. We're going to have him on next weekend, by the way. Tomorrow on Sunday's show, we will have Stan Harley giving his outlook on the economy. So tell all your friends, family, tell all your friends, hide their wives. Stan is coming. No. Stan looked very debonair and dasher for his interview. He will reveal his family history on the show and give his take on what's going on with the economy. So Stan Harley tomorrow. Next week, we're going to have Peter Earle, who's going to answer the question of the dollar is losing its strength in the world. Should you be worried? And one of the conversations I asked him, you know, why did we go from 70 or 80% in the year 2000 to 60% today? And he'll talk more about this next week, but he said the euro. And that actually was a really good answer. A lot of European countries that were denominating in dollars are now denominating in the euro. Frankly, many of you are worried about China. You know who you got to be worried about? The French, the Swiss, all of the Eurozone countries that said, hey, we want to kind of live in our own currency. But that's a good thing. When countries have free trade amongst each other, they don't generally go to war. So if we think of NAFTA and for all the problems of NAFTA, have we ever gotten in any wars with Canada lately or Mexico? So generally, as Frederick Bastiat says, those who trade, you know, if you don't trade goods with a country, you're very likely to go to war with that country. So I know there's a lot of saber rattling with Russia, with China, but I'm a big believer in free trade. That was what brought the Soviet Union down. They said, hey, those Levi jeans we're getting from the U.S., we want to be like the kids in the U.S. So it made being a U.S. person, even though it was kind of risque, I guess, if you were part of the USSR, cool. So I'm a big believer in free trade, even though some on the right that normally are for free trade or against free trade, but the free and open exchange of goods, you know, if we're trading, it's like back in grade school. If you're generally trading baseball cards with your friends, you know, and you may not like that kid, but he's got a Mickey Mantle and you have a whatever, Joe DiMaggio or a Barry Bonds. So when you make a trade, you generally learn to like someone better. That's my take, and I'm sticking to it. Up next, we have Michael, who has a question on his RMD. And if you want the free book, Retirement Reality Check, head over to my website, retirementrealitycheck.com. Buy the book, you get 3 free gifts, or we'll give the book away to you for nothing when you call us at 888-988-JOSH. It's a courtesy, 888-988-5674. These days, savers could get better returns on their cash than they have in years. Call us at 888-988-JOSH for the no obligation, get off of zero. Get off the couch. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, and get off of zero with your bank accounts. I'm going to look forward to a day of seeing Mosey, my little 5-year-old boy, Moses. Mosey, as we call him, play soccer. It's fun to see the 5-year-olds play soccer. They don't really know what they're doing, but it's a lot of fun. Next up, Michael, you're on with Josh Jelinski.
Just a quick question. It was about RMDs, but I have a more important question. I was recently, not so much laid off, but suspended from employment, and I've been listening to your show for years, and I guess a lot of us listen, not, I wouldn't say arrogant or smugness. You have a good job and you have savings, and then all of a sudden, whether a health crisis or a termination or close to it, and you start worrying like crazy. I'm just curious, if I was offered a separation or going to be offered a separation from this employer, and then I basically forced into retirement instead of fighting for the job back. So if I was to take the retirement distribution, is there a limit to how much income I can make? Because I have other job offers elsewhere. So, you know what I mean? I need the pension check from the first employer, but I got tons of offers full and part-time because I have some required licensing for other occupations. And I don't really want to work, you know, try to work under the table and, you know, get around like that. But is there an income limit? It's not my case, but if I was 65 and taking the Social Security, what's the income limit you can make officially outside of if you're accepting Social Security?
Well, you have to take your full retirement age or else you get penalized.
FRA, right?
So depend, you got to Google, what is my FRA?
I did that.
So okay. For example, if you were born, I don't know if you want to say the year, but...
64.
FRA, born in 1964. Your FRA is, I believe, 67. If you're born after 1960, your retirement age is 67, which means if you work another job, Social Security will take from you like a little tax for working.
Okay. I think it's a dollar for every $2 past.
Something like that. Yeah, it's a 2-for-1 ratio. Also, if you take it at 65, you'll receive 86.7% of your full retirement benefit. So I personally would see, get the severance, live off the severance, live off of unemployment, try to be very frugal, get another job, and then wait till 67 if you don't have enough savings.
Well, that's my other point. I do. I have a 401k and a personal stock market account that I've been feeding for 30 years, both of them over seven figures. You're going to say, what are you worried about? But I grew up like you. I almost was in tears because you said your mom, with the stuff that you collect, what was the name of the little the items?
Department 56.
Yeah, well, I do scale models, and I can remember my mom, we were on welfare, and we were like, our last $10, she would give me a model. I'm sorry, yeah. And I still do the scale models much better than I was when 10 years old. So I appreciate your good words about your mom. It's just that we grew up with nothing, and I've been putting everything away for years. And I don't want to leave my job because I really love it. But so I have definitely enough assets. So what I probably should do is give you guys a call because I may have to roll it from the 401k at work, and then you guys can manage it. That would sound, because if I could get 6-7% on what I've got saved, I should be fine. I mean, I know I'll be fine, barring any other issues, house.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, you can get, 4-5% guaranteed. So that's 40, 50 grand a year off of a million.
Yeah.
So
I'm heavily invested in the oils with the dividend stocks, and that fluctuates, and I'm just playing that market. I've been down a little bit in a few of them. I know we don't mention names, but the big majors with big dividends. So I've been doing all right myself. I was just curious about the age as far.
And then when you're nearing retirement, the thing is, maybe if you have 100% of your money in high dividend paying stocks, you have 30% in more fixed type of investments. That way, if those stocks plummet, I mean, we were all there. Few years ago, nobody wanted to touch those gas and oil producers.
So
they're trading at 100% of what they were a few years ago. So they could go down further as more people embrace electric cars and things like that. So one of the things I'd be concerned about is that. But I'm not saying don't be in them. I'm saying maybe you reduce your exposure now that rates are higher. But your trains. So what figurines did you do from your mother? Do you have a good story?
Figurines. They were actually just scale models that, you buy off the shelf, model cars, model trucks, airplane, World War II aircraft, all that stuff. So I've been constructing those things for about 40 years now. You get them in the kit and you put them together. With kids, you call them glue bombs. You have to glue all over your hand, and people would, you're smelling the tester's glue, and now you airbrush them, and you just do, custom work. It's really fun, and you still get the same. It's not so much cat calls. People don't understand. Oh, you're playing with miniatures. No, I'm creating something, out of nothing. And I've got me and my wife. She's somewhat of an artist. She's actually a better painter than I am, but I do airbrushing and I make custom creations out of these models, and it's keeping me going. It's just being home is not something I'm used to. I've been working since I'm 14 years old, and I'm doing stuff around the house. I'm learning how to do all that stuff too, cleaning gutters, doing concrete work. It's a little bit of plumbing. So I'm busy, but it's just, it's hard.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with having hobbies. They used to say that Napoleon when he was conquering the world, would play with figurines.
Yeah.
And they say that that's how he became such a military prowess. He would do game theory with his little figurines. Now, I think my attraction to Department 56 and maybe your attraction to the model kits and things like that is just kind of connects with your mother and your family. Yeah. And we were on welfare too. We didn't have any money. And you know what? It didn't really matter. And I think when you connect and you get so much joy, it's not about the possession. It's about the spiritual significance of creating something, of going back to your childhood, of yep. kind of spending time with your mother, even though she's not around. And the same idea, I mean, I will tell you, it's kind of unfortunate that none of those Department 56s were worth anything, but they're priceless. I would never give them up. They're like my inheritance. So when I, and my other siblings used to make fun of me for caring about them. Oh, and I said, hey, you know what? This is going to be my inheritance someday. And it was, and it's far more valuable than I ever even thought it would be. You know, I thought maybe, okay, this collection's going to be worth X, like baseball cards or something. But you know what? That act of saving up for something of value, even though it's not really worth that much, these Department 56 models, that act of saving up then translated to my 20s. So I saved like a chipmunk because I was sort of used to it. So even though my parents didn't have anything, they knew the importance of saving. And it wasn't a lottery ticket, but it did get me in the habit of saving for things. And
myself included.
So it's priceless. And that's amazing. And folks, if you have another story like that, I want to hear from that today. I mean, we're breaking out the tissues and it's a very touching show. So thank you, Michael. And if you need help in retirement, which Michael, I would say, hey, you've probably nothing to worry about, but you do need a plan. And you can't go it alone in retirement. 888-988-JOSH. Ahmed has a question. What's your view on Elon's political inclinations and how that might impact Tesla's stock? You know, I don't really see Elon as a political figure. I mean, I just think he was allowing for freedom of speech and the left didn't like it. But I think, I don't know, Twitter is still woke in certain regards. So I don't really see him as any type of political figure. I just think the media doesn't like him because he doesn't fit their narrative. Now, in terms of Tesla stock, the media's made, okay, Elon's become political, therefore Tesla goes down. I think the reason why Tesla's gone down is, yeah, hey, the stock market went down. So can't go up forever. But I do think Tesla has, you know, first mover advantage in electric cars. And although it's trading at a discount, I believe it's up this year. We're not recommending you buy or sell anything. Year to date returns, I believe are up, up significantly year to date. So, I think that's just the media narrative. Oh, Tesla's down. I think it could be down because people could say, hey, he's double-minded, so with focusing on Twitter, he's not putting the effort into Tesla. But I don't think the guy sleeps. So, folks, give us a call. We are live on New York's WOR 50,000-watt flamethrower radio station, WOR 710 AM. Also live on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever, and also Clubhouse. So share the room on Clubhouse. Ask any question in the chat box on Clubhouse or YouTube. We will get to it. Pat says, I'm about to inherit an IRA with 15 stocks. I'm elderly and want to simplify things. If I sell the stocks, when does my cost basis start? This is the key thing. When you have an IRA or an annuity, every dollar you take, other than your basis on the IRA or your basis on the non-qualified annuity, is subject to ordinary income tax. Now, if it's an IRA annuity, 100% of it's taxable when you take it out. If it's an IRA, 100% of it's taxable. So the cost basis thing only works when you inherit or have stock outside of an IRA in a brokerage account. Someone also writes, is it better to cash out the entire account and pay a huge tax in Irma or some every year, which will still increase my Irma? Now, that would be a call for our strategic rollout review. It depends on your situation and fact pattern. My gut says it's probably better to spread it out over 10 years, but that's up to you. Call us 888-988-JOSH to find out more. We'll be back with all of your questions at 800-321-0710. We're live on Clubhouse, so if you have a question, type your question in the chat box and call me now, 888-988-JOSH, for the Retirement Reality Check, and you'll get the free book when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. 888-988-JOSH.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including Five-Star Wealth Manager, Advisory of the Year finalist by Senior Market Advisor, and Top of the Million Dollar Roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at jelinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation. Investment advisory services offered through Wealth Quarterback, LLC.